What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She y'all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J. What y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, listen, this is my 21-day challenge of podcasting. Yeah, I'm going to be sharing my journeys and everything with y'all, so make sure y'all listen, all right? Episode is up next. Hey y'all. This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? What are y'all out there doing, huh? Y'all out there living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know that y'all are out here being so thorough and so wise, baby. And why do I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out here being so thorough and so wise, baby? First of all, because God made you that way. Shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, he made all of us so thorough and wise. He is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Yes. Y'all out here living your best life, doing what it is that you do. God is so thorough. Yes, so look, what is the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby? Come on now. Y'all already know. Go ahead and say it. Oh my gosh. You ready? I'm gonna tell y'all. Because y'all are out there listening to me. Yes, and this is Just a Touch of J, baby. Y'all know I'll put it out there in pieces for you. And I'll be shining bright like a diamond. Yes. Yes, I do. So look, what's the third reason that I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise? But I also gotta give a shout out to somebody when I tell you all this. So I gotta give a shout out to my haters and my naysayers and my disbelievers. You know, everybody that's out there, you know, trying to see what's going on, you know, trying to peek me nosy, you know, trying to figure some information out. And what is it I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Now you might be saying, Jay, why is it that you give a shout out to your haters, your disbelievers, you know, those people and all those other type of people? Cause look, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Okay, that's why. Listen, let me drop a dime on y'all real quick. Look, in Matthew 5, okay, chapter 5 in the Bible, Matthew, okay, chapter 5, verse 16. I've been studying Matthew, okay, like it's been crazy. God been bringing me Matthew and everything. Like, even when I watched my pastor, T.D. Jakes, today, oh my gosh, he even was talking about the same thing. Listen, you gotta let the light on the inside of you shine bright like a diamond. And what Matthew says is, let your light okay? So shine before men, okay? Then it says that they may see the good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Okay, so what happens is that you got to shine bright like a diamond. And in the process of you shining bright like a diamond, what God does is, oh my gosh, he's so thorough, he's so wise. He puts you out there on display, you know, because you shining bright. So he like, you know what, you shining bright for me. Let me go ahead, let me put you out there in pieces for him. And he put you out there in pieces for him, right? And then his word says, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to anoint your head, right, with oil. And your cup's going to run over, right? I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. Yeah, man. I'm going to make sure they watch you eat. I'm going to make them your footstool. You know, so when they come around, they try to be nosy. Like, wait a minute, hold on. Is that my boy over there shining on them? Is that my girl over there shining on them? When they start doing all that, they try to be all nosy, you know, because you shining bright, 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 bright like a diamond, right? What you got to do is you got to say, hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Yes, because they need that work too. God, he's like, he's putting you out there, right? And they want to see what's going on. And what happens is they come over, they start seeing, and they get blessed by the message. Okay? They got to get the message. They got to get the blessing. All right, so look, this is just such a J, baby. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you, okay? So look, moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright. Bright, bright, bright like a diamond. Oh my gosh. And I got to drop a dime on y'all. Have y'all been going over to My Name Is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby? Yes. Y'all had me app of the day the other day. Yeah, I usually put it out there when it's app of the day. But you know, mama, she got a lot going on. You know what I mean? Just trying to get my life back in order, you know, because, you know, I'm recovering from my whole illness and, you know, all that stuff that I had going on. And this is just a touch of it, baby. I've been putting that out there in pieces for you. That's why I'm doing 21 days of podcasting, to challenge myself, give love to y'all. It's a part of healing, getting back into, you know, the groove of things, you know, promoting myself and just doing what it is that I do, having a good time and loving God and letting him go ahead and tell me stuff so I can tell y'all what he been doing in my life. And this is just a touch of Jay. Check out all them pieces. Yeah, it's all over there. I put my fitness stuff out there, some of my videos. I've been doing videos, child. Listen, I've been putting videos out there, child, in pieces, okay? Like rare foreign pieces. Y'all know I'll be coming on it, doing all that camera type stuff and just putting myself out there like whatever. But yeah, I feel real comfortable, and I want y'all to see the process. You know, the process of me losing weight, gaining weight, losing weight. And child, I got a story to tell y'all about, like Biggie. I got a story to tell y'all, because there's a lot of stuff going on there. I done found out what's wrong with me. Yes, baby! This is just such a day. I didn't know what's going on. Like, they really didn't, like, confirm it. And yesterday, child, let me tell you the date so we could document this. Yesterday was the 22nd on a Monday. They told me everything. 22nd of January, 2021. Not January. Hold on. The 22nd of February. Okay, because we got to document this right. 2021 is when I found out everything. Okay? And this is just a touch of J, baby. Check out the pieces because they coming up to you. Oh, my God. So, look, skating on over to the left, to the left, to the left, right? So I can do what it is that I do, baby. We got to talk about making love in Beast Kitchen. Now, look, oh, my God, things are about to change. Yeah, they gave me my let me make sure I say it right so I don't sound retarded up like that. Well, make sure y'all tell y'all the right stuff. Let me pull out my little thing here. Hold on. They gave me my IgE, IG, and my IgG4 food stuff. So what they do is they test you for like 80-something foods, right? But they do it through like blood work, and they let you know what you can eat and what you can't eat. Chill! Listen, my diet is so restricted, but it's so like not restricted. Like, now I can't do this stuff like right now, you know, like certain things I can't make love these kids. I just can't do it because so much histamine on it. But I know why now. I got a histamine issue with all this other stuff. Child, just a touch of J. We gonna be making up V's Kitchen. Please, y'all, let me know. Some of y'all let me know, but I need more y'all. Let me know. If y'all want me to go ahead and do this whole cooking thing where I'm gonna show y'all how to make my dishes and stuff. We're gonna do it on Zoom. It's gonna have all these people on there. It's gonna be so dope. And I'm gonna be doing podcasts about it, everything, y'all. This is just such a day. Making up V's Kitchen is gonna be popping. All different new stuff. Okay. So I'ma skate on over to another part of the left. And you know what we're going to talk about? Just Touch J Fitness. So look, this week I decided to just chill. And I know I told y'all I was going to be lifting weights and stuff this week. But no, like I just got so much going on. And then after my doctor's visit, when they told me, you know, I just really need to relax and not have stress and stuff like that. I said, okay, let me go ahead. Let's try that next week. So as far as mom is concerned, not going to be doing no light band work. Not going to be doing my skipping up the steps or nothing. Just really going chill. Just let my body relax and, you know, do my foot bath that I do with the magnesium. I'm trying to get these things back into my system because I'm having an issue with, like, you know, spasms, muscle spasms and stuff like that. And it's not bad or nothing. Like, it's like going away, you know, but I got to do some stuff. Okay, so I'm going to take it easy. But I told y'all that I got the fitness pieces and stuff. And y'all like to shout to you ladies. Yes, ladies. Y'all hear that? All he needs is just a touch of J. Make sure y'all check out that song. It's so dope. It be playing like after my stuff. I be hooking y'all up. And I got new music and stuff coming too. But just touch J. You know, I just want to put that little piece out there for y'all. That's it. So y'all, when y'all get it, you going to be like, oh my God, she's so stellar. She's so wise. But you know, y'all done. Y'all wise because y'all listening to me. Okay, this Just Touch J. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. So look, moving on over to the Just Touch J cannabis line. Yeah. Y'all hear that? Just a touch of the J. I got the pieces for you. Hey, baby, pieces. Y'all hear that? Because all you need is just a touch of the J. Yeah. Make sure y'all check that song out, too. Yeah, I did that one with Drake. So dope and so thorough and so wise. Y'all were crazy on that. It was getting played all over the radio and stuff out there, eh? Yeah, y'all, this is just, oh my God, this is just such a day. That song was so dope. But I think I'm going to play it for y'all after this episode. I think I put it on here just so y'all get just a little taste of what it's all about, okay? Because all you need is just a touch of the J. And if you go over to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby, you'll actually see, like, those promotions today. I got a video out there. It's my rolling papers. Yeah, I got Just a Touch of J rolling papers. I got my own cannabis line. Created 4 strains of my own cannabis. You know, cloned it. A whole 9 thing. Like, just Touch of J. Look, okay, it's going to be in the cannabis shop. So y'all can go ahead and get that. The dispensaries and all that stuff. You go and be like, I get Just a Touch of J. They're going to be like, yeah. But I got the rolling papers for right now, okay? French, European, numero uno. Rolling papers, okay, all you need, all right? And I had that in one of my videos too when I was showing y'all. So look at the stuff on My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby, on the Just a Touch of J app. Let's talk about that. Everything's on there. It's getting revamped. Oh my gosh, I'm getting so excited about revamping it. And y'all made my app of the day. Oh my gosh, yeah, y'all did that, as I already told y'all. But look, these things get ready to change up, okay? Like, I ain't the only person that's changing the growing. Look, everything attached to be changing the growing, baby. This is just a touch of J, like I said. I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, okay? Now, look, I think I got one more piece that I threw out there. The clothing line for the guys, of course. Y'all already know what that is. Tell his fit, his fit. Tell it fit to you. Coming at you, okay? So, guys, I got stuff for y'all. Underwear, everything. Yeah, baby. Okay, y'all gonna be fitting real good in that piece. Ooh, child, y'all gonna be fitting so good in your underwear pieces. Yes, I can't wait to put it out there for you. And the last thing, Beat Break Radio. Make sure y'all checking me out on Beat Break Radio. Did the morning show a couple times. Gonna be doing some other stuff with them. You're gonna catch me in the morning where I'm gonna giving you a recap of everything that's going on, and you're gonna catch me on a late night. Okay, 2 times a day now, baby, because this is just a touch of J. They trying to put me out there in pieces for y'all too. Okay, so look, skating all over to the left, to the left, to the left. You already know, right? So I can shine bright, 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 bright like a diamond. And you want to know why? Because my podcast is pop, 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 popping like popcorn, baby. And I got a story to tell like Biggie. So look,
I go to the doctor's the other day. All right, now this is going to be a two-part type thing because, you know, I got to get y'all to come back so y'all get the other part. So I'm going to tell y'all a little bit of these pieces. So I go to the doctor's, right? And I go up in there and I'm like, this, oh man, he about to go over all my stuff. But, you know, I'm feeling all right about it because I'm like, look, whatever it is the guy got going on, that's what I'm supposed to have going on. He put me in that position, in this position for a reason. Okay? So I said, let me see what he got going on. Let me go up in here. So, you know, I get all my paperwork out from my other doctors. You know, I put it out there in pieces for them so they can, you know, have everything on my blood work. Had it all in order, just sitting on the thing, you know, waiting for them on the table. They came in. They walked in like, bow. They was like, okay, I see you got anything ready for us. No, they didn't say that. But, you know, they was looking like they wanted to say that. So the naturopathic doctor, she sits down. And my regular doctor, she sits down. And they're like, now look, we got some stuff for you. And I'm like, okay. So the first thing they do is they go over my stool results. Now I had to do the stool sample. Y'all, let me tell you about the stool sample, which it was crazy. This one is first happened, you know, when I couldn't go to the bathroom for like a month and a half. If y'all don't know, I was so jacked up that I couldn't, like, you know, do number two, take a dump, take a poop, you know, whatever you want to call it. Doogie, I don't know. You know, this is just a touch of baby, whatever you call it, poop, shit, something, I don't know. But you know, I couldn't go, right? For like a month and a half, it was treacherous because when you used to go into the bathroom all the time, you know, skin clear, everything, you know, November 1st, I'm running 8 miles. I'm going to the bathroom, you know, do anything I got to do. Child, by like middle of December, I had going to the bathroom like a month and a half. So I'm like, they talking about you got to do a stool sample. I'm like, how am I supposed to do that? You know, nothing went in, nothing came out. My skin done broke out, everything, because look, I was jacked up. Everything was taken from me. Muscle mass, everything. All that stuff I had did for 6 months, bodybuilding, gone. Everything just gone, child. Weight gone, everything gone. I'm going. I don't know if I'm losing my body, if I'm straight. What the heck is going on? And they want me to take a dump. So you had to, like, poop, and you had to put in these containers and stuff, right? And then you had to mix it up, and, oh, it was just the worst. And then I was trying to get something to come out, but thank the Lord, he let it come out. Child, and look, it wasn't barely much, but, you know, he gave it just a touch. You know, he put it out there. He put it out there in pieces for me. So it exactly was pieces. So anyway, I go ahead. You got to freeze it, and you got to keep something refrigerated. Child, this was just something crazy. But, you know, you got to do what it is that you got to do when you try to figure out what you want with you. So I go ahead. You got to melt it off. You got to freeze it, and then put it in this ice thing. Like, within 6 hours, you got to send it off to the lab people, and the lab people get it real quick, or the FedEx people come pick it up. I had even mixed the FedEx drop when they tried to come pick it up, so my daughter had to drop it off at the FedEx place. And then wound up sending it out real quick. So anyway, they go ahead and they do this stuff that they're supposed to do, okay? And they get all the test results back. But somehow my test results, like, they didn't know what happened to them. I kept calling, and now I'm just now getting them. But they was really back in December, child. Now, listen, I could have been mad. I could have been real mad. You know, like, everybody was mad but me. You know, even like the people was like, I can't believe we dropped the ball. Like, my doctor's office, everybody was just so upset because months had gone by and nobody knew what was going on. And I did, and I was suffering, y'all. I was going through. And they had already knew. What the people who had did the labs, they had sent it over. But somehow, you know, mix up. But anyway, look. So they talking to me and they telling me, they now, look, you got 3 strains of bacteria in your, that we found in your feces. So I'm like, just, oh shit, what the hell is going on around here? You know, what is going on? So they're like, yeah, it's 3 strains up in there. Okay, and they like, we got to take care of that. So you got to take antibiotics. Now look, that mean it been going on since like November, child, or however long. Oh Lord. You know, and it's nothing like crazy. You know, we just get these pathogens and stuff that grows, you know, like bacteria. But the reason why I got it was is because you're supposed to have, let me make sure I tell y'all right. Hold on. I got to tell y'all right. Hold on. I'm going to tell y'all about making love these kitchen and cooking and stuff later. But let me tell y'all. You are supposed to have, I don't know why I don't have this stuff out, because I don't never know what I'm talking to y'all about until I go ahead and I put it out there in peace for you, so God give us in me. I might think I had this stuff all wrapped up, but I don't. Okay, so look. Okay, so the reason why I had it, okay, the stuff all going up, you know, the 3 bacteria things,
The bad bacteria is because I don't have enough lactobacillus. Now listen, wait a minute, let me correct myself. I have none. Okay? You're supposed to score like a +4. Mine's is none. So that is the one thing that you need to stop histamine. And I have none. So now listen, for months I have been taking a probiotic. That probiotic, okay? Because it's basically good bacteria that you're supposed to have, right? Lactobacillus. I have been taking that, but I have been taking only 30 billion, okay? Then I upped it to like 60 billion because I don't know. You know, I was just taking it. I read that you have to take that one. So I have been taking it all this time, you know, since like from November to now, okay? But what happens is, guess how much I need it? 350 billion. Oh my God, this just a touch check because I don't have none. So that's why the histamine going all off. That's why I can smell 50 feet away because the histamine was so high. That's why whenever I eat something, I feel like things crawling all over me and stuff like pins and needles. Like, child, it's just a touch check. Not as bad. Like before it was like 100. Now it's probably like maybe like, I would say 10, 15, 20 sometime percent, you know, that I can feel it. Like I felt a little today. It's just releasing because I don't have that. So what happens is when you don't have that, it messes up your gut permeability and it messes like with your intestines. You get leaky gut. Now I test positive for that. Child, it's just a touch of jack. Okay. So look, I got to take this antibiotic, Bactrim. Child. Now listen, I ain't gonna act like I ain't nervous. Look, y'all, everybody get a little nervous. But I got to look at my scripture that I got on my wall. Matthew, again, we in Matthew 6. It says, therefore, I tell you to stop being worried and anxious and perpetually easily distracted about your life as to what you eat, what you will drink, nor about your body as to what you will wear. Is life not more than food, the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. Hey, the thing about this, look at the birds of the air. It says they neither sow seed nor reap the harvest nor gather the crops into the barns. They don't do nothing. Yet your heavenly Father, he keeps feeding them. So I said, you know what? He do be taking care of the birds in the air. Then it says, you know what? Are you not much more worthy than they? And I said, you know what? I am so thorough and wise, just like they are. And if you by worry, can you add more hour or length to your life? And I said, you know what? If I start worrying about taking this Bactrim, these antibiotics, I can't worry about my life and stuff. I can't add no more length to it. Then it said, oh, are you a little faith? I said, wait a minute. That means I ain't having no faith in God. This God, I'm telling you all about, if I start getting scared, you know, then take it. Take this antibiotic. Because when I take stuff, yo, it hit me like, bam. Because it's going straight to my system because I don't have this stuff. So I'm like, oh, gosh, you know, right? But it says, therefore, do not worry or be anxious, perpetually easy, distracted, saying, what am I going to eat? Don't worry at all. For your heavenly Father knows that you need them. So I'm like, okay, God, he know I need this. This antibiotic, you know, I need this stuff, these nutrition stuff and all this. And I'm going to talk to y'all about that, child, because y'all on the next episode of what they done did to my food, child. Oh, my God, I got the food thing back. Oh, they done took so much food from me. But like I said, it's just a touch of day. I got to put it out there in pieces for you. That had to do with Make a Love Beast Kitchen. That's on the next episode. So the last thing it says, most importantly, aim at strive for his kingdom, his righteousness, his way of being right. Be like the character of God and all these things going to be added unto you. So I'm like, you know what? God going to take care of me just as long as I do what it is that I got to do, baby. And shine bright like a diamond. Okay. So I can't worry about that. So basically what I got to do as far as this part is concerned is just make sure now when the probiotic comes, because I want to go get it from their store because they have like a store attached to their whole facility shop. You get products and everything. So they didn't have it in the store, so it's being sent to my house. So when it comes to my house, I got to take these probiotics, which are going to help, you know, build up everything that I need. Thank you, God. Okay. And it's antibiotics and stuff. It's going to help with my skin and all this other stuff and everything that I got going on. It's going to clear that up. And then in the process of that, found out I had some adrenal gland issues, but it showed very well on my blood work. It's just a little stressed, you know, and that got to do with my sex hormone shot. So this is what I asked the doctor. I said, look, well, can I have sex? Is that going to take care of it? She said, no, it don't work that way. You know, it's really when it gets like tired, that's just called that adrenal, like, you know, where it's stressed. It makes you stressed and makes you have anxiety and makes you like
anxious and panicky and emotional and all this. And I had been going through this for like at least about a year and a half. I just didn't know. I was crying all the time. Like, what the hell's going on with me? My emotions was all over the place. That's why. Yeah, I thought something was wrong with me and stuff. Like, yo, you know, I was tripping, but I wasn't. It was just all off. It was like an imbalance, because once that's in balance, your gut flora, everything is in balance. So y'all better make sure y'all take care of that gut. A healthy gut takes care of you. Okay, so please, if anything is wrong with your stomach and you ain't out here eating, you out here eating crazy, okay, make sure you take care of that. So that's what I gotta do. All right, so look, here's the message. The message basically is any of y'all out there going through something like this? Like, literally, you just got good news, but it was like bad news, but it was like good news, and it's gonna change your whole life, and the way your life used to be, it's not like that no more. But like, God just put them pieces out there for you. Just like, bow, bow, bow. He just dropped you out there. And like, you got to shine bright like a diamond through all of it. And he just keep on blessing you. Anybody out there like going through that right now? But then you like nervous though, in the process of the shift. I just want to tell y'all that everything going to be okay. Yeah. All you got to do is like the Matthew 6, I told you, right? Let your light shine before men. Right? That they'll see the good works. You got to tell people. This is what this is about. I want you guys to start telling people about your testimonies and your stories and stuff. Yeah, tell them how God blessed you. A lot of times we don't do that. You know, we just be like, God, thank you. You know, we keep it to ourselves because we don't want nobody to, we don't want anybody to know that, you know, we all godly and stuff. But when we get at home, you know, we do that. You know, but God, you know, he'll reward what you do in secret and public, but he also wants you to let him know how good he is so that somebody else could get blessed too, right? That's why it says, right? Let your light so shine before men that they may see the good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So they'll know too. They'll know that they can get through it too. That's why I'm doing 21 days of podcasting, because I want to know, I want y'all to know that y'all can get it too, get through it too. Somebody out there going through it. Like, listen, I know this. I've been talking to y'all about this because I know. Listen, if I'm out here going through it, this is just a test of that, baby. I know you going through it. Some days I'll be like, oh my God, I gotta get up. You know, but I get up, I make my bed, I do what I gotta do. I try to read my words of affirmation. You know, I was kind of messing up with that, but I said, you know what? I gotta go ahead and I got to read them. You know, and I'm gonna read them to y'all again. Right? So this is what it says, right? Be positive, Veronica. Think on good things. I got to tell myself that. You got to tell yourself that. Be positive. Think on good things. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I tell myself that too. That's what you got to tell yourself. And tell yourself something like this. I'm going to read it. I'm going to go kind of quick now. Okay. I read it to y'all before, but I think this is going to be the last time that God tell me to do it. He just told me. He said, read it to him. Somebody need this. Okay. So this is what I say to myself. I shall live and not die. I am healed. Healing is a process. I will learn how to eat again. The right way. That's a little thing. Okay. I make Love and Bee's Kitchen. All right. Then I got a little smiley face right there. Then it says it's easy. God will show me how to control my diet. Right. So I don't have to do anything like eat too much. You know, like binge eat. You know how people eat too much and they mess up. You know, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to overeat. Do nothing like that. And I don't want to be like out here like starving, you know, or thinking I need to cleanse, to like clean myself out. Nothing like that. I won't do nothing crazy. You know, I just want to stay focused. Okay. So it says, it's easy. God's going to show me how to control it. My diet, right? I will not be afraid, right? Because God didn't give me the spirit of fear. I will complete the book called, I can't tell y'all that. I guess I can. It's for God's glory. Child just said today, I've been working on it, okay? And all my goals. And then I look at all my goals that I got on my wall. I put up 6 big poster boards just to help me through. Took down my stuff. Was like, you know what? I got to get through this, okay? I got to work on it. You know, and I got goals and things like that, you know, and Bible verses and scriptures. Just things to help me through when I'm going through mentally, okay? Surrounding myself with positive things. Okay, then, right? I will complete the book. Then it says, and all my goals, then I say, I will not fail. I will survive. Okay. Then I tell myself, remember this. Okay. Because the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. God is exalted. I'll never be defeated.
You'll never be defeated because the devil is a liar.
Remember that. He'll put things in your mind and try to make you feel like God ain't thorough and wise and you can't make it and you can't get through it and all that. You got to remember the enemy is a liar. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. You remember what he did with Job in the Bible, child? And look, God was like this. Look, do everything you want. Go ahead and do to him. Except for you can't take this. You can't touch him. And he messed up his family, his kids, all types of stuff. People was dying. People was turning against him. Child, I've been there. I know. This is my Job season. I swear, this is my Job season. If you don't know nothing about Job, go ahead and read Job in the Bible. That's all me, baby. This is just a touch of Jay. Let me get back to these pieces. So look, right? So you got to remember that because the devil is a liar. Then I tell myself I am brilliant, fearless, and wonderfully made. I am good looking. Mm-hmm. I am somebody. I deserve to be loved the right way. I'm an amazing person, right? I'm going to get through this. I'm an overcomer. My marriage is coming. Everything is coming fast. Get ready for the breakthrough. Nothing but 10 years of greatness. 10 years of greatness. Watch it happen. This is just a touch of Jay. I'm trying to put that out there in pieces for y'all, baby. Okay, look. I am focused. I will remain focused, right? And then I look at everything, all right, that I got going on, right? Then I go like this. I'm a good friend. I'm a great mother. I love making Love and Bee's Kitchen, baby. Smile. Then I tell myself, my podcast is pop, 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 popping like popcorn, baby. Then I go, I will not quit. I will never give up. God loves me. God will never leave me or forsake me. I am blessed. God is rewarded to those that diligently seek him. Then I say, this is like what God is telling me. I wrote this part down. This is like him speaking to me. Seek ye first, Veronica, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, baby. And all these things, all them things I just said, it's going to be added unto you. Then it's like God's telling me, because I wrote this down, God will use me scared, but he cannot use my unbelief. Okay, I want to pause right there. And then y'all out there going through that. Like you scared. He'll usually scare you when you're nervous. Okay, he tell you don't be scared. But he know, you know, sometimes you know that's what happened. Even Jesus was out there when he was fasting. He was like, God, why hast thou forsaken me? He was out there sweating blood and everything. He was going through himself. Okay. And sometimes you go through, like the enemy came to him trying to tempt him. He comes to us. Right? Trying to get us to be living unbelief. You know, because he was like, you know, he tried to test him and make him question with his God. You know, his father. And that's what he tried to do with us. So God says, you know, that's what I wrote down. God will use me scared, but he cannot use my unbelief. He can't. You got to believe, right? Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better in every way. Tell myself that all things are possible to those that believe. It's going fast because it is. Let God control it. All right. If the power of life and death is in God, who are you afraid of? Then I tell myself no one. So some of y'all got to start telling yourself some goodness like this. You know, you're out there, you're going through stuff, you know, because every day, like I said, it's changing, it's shifting, it's something different. You know, you're getting these results back with your life, you know, whether it's doctor's results, results from work, or results from the kids, and whatever's going on, you get some type of results. You get some type of sub-feedback from that, okay? And things are different. We in a corona, you know, like I said, it's just, your life is changing. And sometimes it's in the secret when it's changing. You got to put it out there in pieces for them. You got to trust God enough to be like, look, God did this for me. You put it out there in peace for him. He gonna have your life on point. Okay? And this is just a touch of Jay. That's all I want to tell y'all. Now, you got to listen to the other episode when I decide to drop them pieces. Because I'm going to tell y'all about my whole Make a Loving Bee's Kitchen experience. Yeah. And the food and stuff. Because they gave me this whole food thing. Okay? 80-something things of food where they test you on it. Ciao. And this is just a touch of Jay, baby, okay? I'm just trying to put all that out there in pieces for you, okay? So I'm excited, okay? But at the same time, I need y'all to still pray for me, okay? Because I'm human, you know? And I'm just like, dang, I gotta take these antibiotics. But I'm trusting God. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna take it. If something go wrong, you know, not saying that it is. That's what God wanted to happen. You know what happened the last time? Something had went wrong. God told me to go ahead and do something, right?
And I listened, and he said, share your testimony. That's how I found out about taking the toxic support. Okay, and the toxic support cleans out everything. Do y'all know that when I went to the doctors, okay, a lady that was, it's a German product. I posted posts on Instagram, like, y'all pray for me when I was having mast cell activation. That's when all your mast cells start going off. And it was because I tried a supplement that had soy lactin in it. But what she did was she had responded to my post when I asked for prayer in Jesus' name. And she said, honey, please try toxic support. It's a German product. She lives with histamine issues, and she's in Sweden. She's from the States, okay? California. She moved to Canada, and then she moved to Switzerland. And she calls me up and she tells me about it. And you know that Matthew 6 verse? I said, I gotta tell you my testimony. She said, oh, I know that. She started quoting it. Child, if God ain't sent her to me, okay? But you know what they said? I tried the toxic support, and you know what they said? I showed them that. They were so happy at the doctor's office when I showed them the toxic support. They were like, oh my God, that's good. Like, she, my naturopathic doctor was so excited. Like, she was like somebody had just gave her some, like, money or something, $100,000. Like, I'm trying to tell you, oh, this is just a touch of Jay. She said, that's still working. That's doing everything. Please keep taking it. I said, well, I'm done, but I got to take another one, and I'm going to tell you all about them pieces, okay? Another episode, but I don't take that until the 4th, and I'm getting a mammogram done on the 4th, and y'all are gonna be able to see the videos and everything. Oh my gosh, there's so many pieces. But like I said, somebody out there is going through that, and y'all got a lot of pieces, and y'all trying to put them all together too. Remember I told y'all what God does sometimes? He scatters the pieces, and then he has to be the only one to put them back together. But you got to trust him to put them back together. But what you got to do is you got to share your testimony. And, you know, you got to put your pieces out there for him, too, so you can shine bright like a diamond. Don't be afraid. Okay? And pray for me, like I said, because, look, you know, I got stuff going on. You know, and I'm telling y'all that, but I'm telling myself at the same time, child. I'm going to say this for the last time. This is just a touch of Jade. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you. Okay, so that was the story. Okay, that's it. I'll do a quick recap at the end, you know, just in case, you know, I was all over with the pieces. Okay, so look, how y'all want me to end this? Y'all want me to do it like that? Y'all want me to go like this? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? Huh? This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. Move it all over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond. And tell y'all the first thing that I tell y'all when I end this. Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thrilled and wise. No, okay, and please don't make yourself feel like you ain't feeling no wise. Oh my God, because we do it all the time. I even be doing it sometimes, but I be getting nervous, child. Look, my daughter be like, mommy, relax. I be like this, oh my gosh, like the other day, child, I was over them pieces. Y'all know I was supposed to report the podcast and stuff, but I was so tired. The doctor's visit was like 4 hours long. Yeah, I was so exhausted that we got stuck in traffic. Then I didn't eat for like 8 hours, 9 hours, and you know, that ain't good for me. You know, but everything got to be fresh. But we'll talk about that in Making Love Beast Kitchen, you know, in the next episode. But sometimes I make myself feel like I ain't thrilling wise, and I know you do too. But I ain't letting nobody else make me feel like I ain't thrilling wise, and you better not neither. Okay, so going on over to the second thing that I tell y'all before I skate on up out of here is shine on them, because they hate it, baby. Yes, and I got to tell y'all again, look. Even Matthew says it. Matthew 5:14. Let your light so shine before men. You gotta shine bright like a diamond. Like Rihanna, baby. Woo! And shine bright like a diamond. Yes! Woo! Shine bright like a diamond. Like when I'm telling y'all this, I'm singing to y'all. Cause I'm for real when I tell y'all this. You gotta do that. Cause if you don't, you gonna be messed up out here. And I can't have my babies out here, Lord. It's too many, y'all. Shout out to y'all out in Zimbabwe and Madagascar. Yes! Peru, London,
because I'm being played worldwide, baby. Okay, this is just such a day. Y'all get translated all type of languages, over 30 podcasts and networks. Shell, I'm in just, child, these pieces is everywhere. Google it, okay? I put that out there, pieces for y'all. I showed you the Google stuff, the Google search, just a little bit, just a touch. On my last video, because like I said, y'all made app of the day. Y'all made my app of the day. So y'all had to give it a little shout out to y'all. Okay, so look, I will spread love. And that's the last thing that I tell y'all. Spread love. Because it's the Brooklyn way. And this is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you. Please spread love. Like, oh my God. Like, so many people need love. Like, listen. Okay, you know the song, I Need Love. Do, no, no. Do, no, no. Do, no, no. I Need Love. It's by LL Cool J. Check it out. Okay, it came out, I think, in the 80s. You know, it was that work. It was that business. It was what it is. It's what we do with it. Okay, and check out that episode. You know, it's a little way, way, way back. But it's Sterling is Wise, you know, and it's all about love. And how some of us just need love. Well, listen. Okay, and we out here looking for love in the wrong places. Because he was like, when I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. And in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call. Telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was. You know, like he's talking about how he was going through. You know how I be like, I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. And I be telling y'all stories. He was just telling the story. He's putting it out there in peace for y'all about how he was needing love. And you got to spread love. Because it's the Brooklyn way. This is just a touch of J. I'm really trying to tell you, you got to give people love because people need love. They be out here messed up. They don't be wanting the love, but you still got to give them love. Even if they treat you a certain type of way. It's all good. You got to give them love because, you know, out of the heart flows the issues of life. But that's another podcast, baby. This is just a touch of J. Oh, I'm going to drop a dime on y'all with that one. It's coming. Right? But out of the heart, man. Everything flows. Everything flow out of that thing. That as a man thinketh, so is he. Whatever's on the inside, you come out. So if you in a situation, somebody's not reciprocating that love and giving that love back, and they just feel some type of way or whatever, and you trying to put that love out there to them, just keep giving them love. You got to pray for them because they need it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They need that work too. Okay, that's why when they come over and they looking, hi haters, because y'all need that work too. When they coming over and they having issues, you know, with love, and you need to show love. So that way that heals you and you can walk into your destiny. All right, so look, let me go ahead and just recap, because y'all know I will drop a dime on y'all, okay, with this whole thing. I'm very, very wise. All right, that's why the enemy be after me. I'm messing with my life. Let me give you a quick recap. If he out here, he messing with your life and everything, God got you shining bright like a diamond, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Okay, like this little light of mine, like the old, I'm gonna let it shine. Like, you know how they used to, we be in Sunday school. You gotta let that light shine, man. So somebody else knows how good God is. And so you telling yourself and you letting God know too, because he don't want to help you. I keep trying to tell y'all. This is what God tell me to tell y'all right now. Y'all are out here living in Corona, man. Listen. Okay, we all living in it. Y'all put that mask on. Child, you put that mask on, right? You believe that mask is going to help you, don't you? Like, shoot, let me put this mask on because, you know, I can't be going out here in these stores without, you know, this mask on. Let me put my gloves on. You got the shield on your face, 2-3 masks. I don't know what you got going on out here, baby. This is just a touch check. You you doing your 6 feet of separation, distance, and everything. You won't be playing around because you know some people that caught the corona, some people that died from it. You know, you might have had the corona, something like that. Look, they got... Okay, he been blessing me. I didn't have to deal with any of that. Okay, he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. But y'all put this mask on and all this stuff, right, to protect yourself, so you don't wreck yourself. But I'm trying to tell you, That's how you got to look at God too. That's how you got to look at him. You got to be like, yo, I need to put God on me. I need to make sure I got him straight. I need to make sure I'm straight with that. I need to make sure I'm shining bright like a diamond. I'm putting the pieces out there. And all you got to look at it the same daggone way, because he the one that's protecting you from that corona with that mask. He the one that's overseeing everything else. You still got to trust. You still got to believe. You still got to have faith. And that's what I'm telling y'all. I ain't trying to switch you over with your belief or nothing like that. Just trying to tell you what I know, baby. This is Justin Touch J. So that's them pieces, all right? So look, I love my babies. All right? And I'll be back. I'll be back when I got something else to say. All right? Thanks for making my app of the day. Check out the songs. All you need is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. You know, all that stuff. The Thought of Watchness. You know, check it out. You know, I'm having fun with this thing. I'm coming up out of this thing. God going to show y'all. I rebuilt this body back up, child. Everything. Y'all going to be like, oh, my God. Yo. Y'all going to be a believer by the time this is over, man. I love y'all. And again, right, last time, I'll be back when I got something else to say. Hey y'all, y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Hey baby, y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? God, Drizzy, let me get that boo. Oh my God. Y'all hear that? Hey baby, y'all like that? Oh my gosh, yes. Y'all hear that? Woo! Talk to y'all for a little bit. Yeah. Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, baby. Oh my gosh. Y'all hear that? I really don't know where these niggas be at. Where these niggas be at? I don't know where these niggas be at. But I just want to talk to y'all. Y'all like when I do it like that? Man, I keep trying to tell y'all. You need just a touch of the J. 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 Y'all like when I do it like that,
I don't mess with those niggas, man. Listen.
My baby like it when I do it like that.
That's why I had just talked to y'all for a little bit, man.
Y'all like it when I do it like that? This is just a touch of the chain. I don't know where these niggas be at. Y'all know what? I swear I don't know where these niggas be at. Mm-mm, baby. This is just a touch of J. And y'all know I'll be trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I don't even have time, ladies. You know what? Let me tell y'all something. That's y'all problem. Y'all be out here trying to find out, you know, where these niggas be at. This is just a touch of J, baby. Mm-hmm. I don't know nothing about where these niggas be at. Where these niggas be at? Peace. But have y'all been going over to Jay? My name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Peace. And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J. Peace. Jay. Yeah. And y'all know y'all gotta scroll over to Make a Love in B's Kitchen, baby. Peace. That's where I do my food then.
This is Just a Touch of J.
I don't know where these niggas be at. But you know what I do know, y'all?
This is just a
y'all
touch
got the Just a Touch of J podcast popping. I mean, popping.
Just a touch of the J. Just a touch of the J.
That's all I'm giving y'all, because that's all you need. Just a touch of the J. Oh my gosh, man.
Just a touch of the J.
This is
just a touch of J, baby. And y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. I hope y'all like the new song, man. Shout out to Drizzy Drake, Drake, Drake. Yeah, for letting me get at him. Cause I mean, these niggas be saying they this place and that place. And I'm just trying to tell y'all that I really don't know where these niggas be at. Because, you know, I'm out here trying to focus. I gotta win. Ain't no time for that, man. Cause I gotta give y'all what y'all need.
Just a touch of the chill.
Cause baby, you know you're fine, right?
You know you're fine, right?
I'm sorry, y'all. I just gotta give a shout out to
the love of my life.
The love of my life.
Yeah.
I need you to come in and love in this kitchen. Y'all, I'm trying to tell y'all something.
Just a touch of the J. Just a touch of the J. Just a touch of the J.
All he needs is just a touch of J. And all you need is just a touch of the J. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on 1 second. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out.
My baby like it when I do it like that.
All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
you. Cause y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
Right. All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J.
Be your hair.
Pieces for you.
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?